November the 4th, 2009. Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince was the highest grossing movie. People still liked the Black Eyed Peas. A Five Guys burger was $4.39. And yours truly was a senior in high school. It was also the day that Shane Victorino grounded out to Robinson Cano as the Yankees clinched their 27th title in franchise history. Little did we know it would be another 15 years before the Yankees would even get back to the World Series. 15 years, guys. A lot has changed since then, both in the world at large and the world of baseball. The Cubs won a World Series, and eating at Five Guys now requires a second line of credit. Meanwhile, in that time span, the Yankees lost five ALCSs, missed the postseason a few times, including last year when they went 82-80. But now, the bitter memories of those losses to Houston, getting beat down by Boston, watching Jeter's career essentially end in an injury against Detroit, all of that is over and done with. There's still a World Series to play, and we'll get there, but at least until Friday night, Yankees fans can finally celebrate being back in the Fall Classic. New York is raising its 41st American League pennant. They are your AL League champions. And that's the way I wanted to start this podcast, guys. Welcome, everyone, to the Junk Baller Podcast. My name is Kevin Otterbein, and I'm here with my good friend, Michael Greenwood. Peaches, how goes it?
Phillies suck. If you're listening, I am dressed all in black because it's a funeral for the Phillies. We haven't done a podcast since the postseason predictions. And I am just so happy. So happy. It's great.
You do have a smile on your face, so that means you're happy.
Yeah,
right?
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it is.
Or you're just trying to conceal your sorrow.
No, I wear my heart on my sleeve.
Yeah.
I think people understand that. I don't really hide my emotions.
Yeah.
Just hear me out. They suck so much. And you said that all fans are welcome, except Mets fans. You don't want to listen to this podcast. I don't like you. I really don't. Mets fans and Mets players, I don't like you right now. All right? In a couple months, yeah, I'll probably deal with you. But, oh my gosh, the Phillies blew it, and I am so, so angry about this. This was the first time in my entire life that I didn't want to talk baseball with anyone. As soon as that, I didn't even watch when they lost, because I was like, you know what? If they lose, I saw the first four or five innings, but I went to Bible study, and I was like, I don't want to see them lose, because they don't deserve to win this game regardless. They have not showed up at all. They showed up for second half of game two. That's pretty much it. And they have the fourth or fifth highest payroll in baseball, and they were the number two seed. Well, they were only number two seed to not make the championship series. They're the only team that had a bye to not make the championship series. How pathetic is that? You talk all year about how you want to win that division so that we can get some rest and, you know, win that World Series. Oh, I want the trophy back. Well, guess what? It's the same thing as last year. It's the same thing as the year before. You didn't show up when you needed to. It's the same thing. I have more, but I want to let you talk. This is your podcast.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you getting this out. Initially, when we were talking about our baseball teams off the podcast, both of us did not have very optimistic feelings about our teams. Michael was not feeling very good about the Phillies-Mets series. Throughout pretty much most of it after game one, he was mostly quiet, sitting on the couch.
Also, I want to point out that I predicted the Phillies to lose in the first round of the playoffs at the beginning of this season. In our preseason predictions, I said that the Phillies were going to lose in the first round. I hate that I'm right. I hate it. Sometimes it sucks being right. And this one probably is the worst feeling of being right now.
Yes. But one of the plans that we were going to have is that we were going to have sort of like a session, like what was it called that we were going to, like a debriefing or just laying it out there, like a cathartic sort of like a venting session
yeah, no,
for both of our teams. So it's going to be a bit one-sided in that regard, though, I'm also going to bring in some of the positive sides on our end. But, I mean, we'll give Michael the opportunity to speak his mind as well. But at least from my perspective, in many ways, I was more pessimistic about my team than Michael was, for sure.
Yes, you were.
I was.
Watching the games with you, I'm like, dude, you're good. Like, just relax. It's a tad.
I just couldn't. I had seen way too much postseason disappointment to feel comfortable. Until that final out was made, I didn't feel good. And, you know, the way they played in the second half, especially after the All-Star game, where there was questions of how they're even going to make the postseason. Thankfully, they did, because they had such an incredibly hot start at the beginning of the year. But they were falling apart at the end of the year, just barely beating out Baltimore for the division. So, and you saw what they did against Kansas City. You know, I felt like they were going to win that. I mean, Kansas City beat Baltimore amazingly. Even though Baltimore's starting pitcher gave up like only 3 runs in 2 games, they lost both those games. And you got to give credit to Kansas City for their remarkable starting pitching shutting down Baltimore. But I felt okay about the Yankees playing Kansas City, even though they did have a couple of rough patches. But it was overall a pretty good win. A win they should have had. If they lost to Kansas City, they should clean house after that.
You think?
At least in the coaching staff side.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. I'm not saying like the players necessarily like keep some of those key guys, but at least for the coaches, they should go. And then you play Cleveland, who, you know, had to like eke it out against Detroit, another feisty team. That's the thing about the AL Central teams this year. They're very feisty. They fight. They don't lie down. Cleveland in this series against the Yankees and against Detroit, you know, they tried their hardest. They weren't, even though they were underdogs in the Yankees series, they weren't going to give the Yankees the win so easily.
Yeah.
And it showed in each game. Mm-hmm. Because, man, especially the last 3 games in Cleveland were insane games that took a couple of years off my life. A couple of takeaways, at least from the Yankees' perspective. First of all, I'll start with the bad and then I'll get to the good. First of all, the field and errors got to stop. Guys dropping balls, you know, Rizzo with that terrible error in game 4, I think it was, to tie the game. Those things, you can't just let that happen in the postseason, and Cleveland will take advantage of that every time. Base running was also bad. Trevino in game 4, was it game 4? Game 3. It was one of those games. But after he got picked off in one of those games, the Yankees didn't have a base runner for 5 innings. Momentum killers. And the offense, at least on the bottom half, looked pretty stagnant. You see the early part of these games, the Yankees' offense didn't really get going until the later half of the games. Cleveland's starting pitching was shutting them down pretty good. But with that said, their offense did eventually overcome Cleveland's pitching, at least in the bullpen. Class A had a terrible ALCS.
Austin Hedges jinxed him. He said that he was the best closer we've ever seen, or best closer of all time. And I'm like, dude, you cannot say that with the chance of playing the Yankees in the championship series.
Yeah.
You cannot say that. You can say that Class A is a very, very good closer and arguably the best in currently, like in active closer. But you cannot say all time. Mariano Rivera is unbeatable. It's how many? I think he's given up. More people have walked on the moon than he's given up in the postseason.
Yeah.
And he's pitched in how many postseason games? Like over 100?
A lot, yeah.
Over 100. That's just a ridiculous stat.
Yeah.
So Austin Hedges, I blame you for Class A's problems. So take that, man.
Well, Class A was trying to cope after game 3, I think. I saw like an Instagram post where he was showing all his awards and rings, I guess, just to...
Oh, yeah. Well, he also gave up
himself a bit.
He also gave up the home run in Detroit, against Detroit.
Yeah.
I think Class A gave up, I think it was close or about the same amount of runs he gave up the entire season. He gave up in the postseason, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's just ridiculous. He was fantastic in the regular season. Probably going to get some Cy Young votes,
yeah.
But Austin Hedges, you're an idiot, man. You're an idiot.
It was like the reverse happened. I think in the postseason preview, we were talking about how the Cleveland's bullpen was going to be the one carrying them. It turned out to be a starting pitching.
Yeah.
That was making them last throughout the series. But the Yankees offense really stepped up, including a couple of the guys who I was criticizing throughout the whole year. Rizzo, for one, had a 429 average. Great series. Gleyber Torres, who I was just like, man, this guy, his regular season was terrible. Played tremendously in the division series and had a 364 average in the championship series against Cleveland. And now, then you get to Stanton. He has established himself as a postseason legend with this performance in against Cleveland. Four home runs, right? Yeah, four home runs, seven RBIs, a 222 average, which isn't, you know, it's not the average that's important. It's the home runs and the timing that he did it in. He hit home runs in all three games on the road against Cleveland. And they were really, really important home runs. So you had the first one in game three where Judge and him went back to back when they were behind. And then game five, when they were down 2-0 in the sixth inning, he hits a 450-foot shot in Cleveland to tie that game. If you're a Yankees fan, I know there's been some gripes about, you know, his injuries and how he hasn't necessarily lived up to the same kind of billing as he may have in Miami, at least in the regular season. After this series, no Yankees fan should complain about him anymore, including myself. Because as long as you perform, that's all we care about. One guy I think about historically is Scott Brosius, if you're familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was on those 90s teams. He wasn't a great regular season performer. He may have like a mid 200 average, really. But when it came to the postseason, he just went on a tear. He won the World Series MVP one year. So it's not necessarily what you do in the regular season. It's the postseason that matters. And even Judge, who didn't have a good series. He struck out eight times. He went 167. But he did hit two home runs, including that game-tying home run in game three. So he did get a measure of redemption there as well. And the starting pitching held up. It wasn't great, but it did enough of the job to at least keep it close for the Yankees. And the bullpen is a bit of an issue, but I think that's more because they were used so much, especially in games 3, 4, and 5, where they were going to the bullpen in the fifth inning.
Is Stroman hurt?
They just decided not to put him on the roster.
Dang.
Yeah. Okay. He did not have a good year.
I know he didn't have a good year, but I feel like he's a clutch player, a clutch pitcher.
Yeah.
That's why I was thinking about it.
Yeah, Cortez might be on the World Series roster. That's because he was hurt.
Yeah.
So that's why he hasn't pitched. Yeah. But they, again, you know, the bullpen came showed up when they needed to. You know, Luke Weaver, he had some shaky moments, but he did get the save in game five. And those middle of the inning guys like Mark Leiter Jr., who another guy that I was like really trashing on in the regular season, he came up big. So,
you got him in a trade from the Cubs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got him in the trade. We got a couple of these guys in the trade, like Tim Hill.
Yeah. Who I thought, I made a comment about him. I can't repeat that.
He made them one of their best pitchers in this series.
Yeah.
He pitched in all five games and had a 1.93 ERA.
Yeah.
So kudos to him. It was definitely not an easy series, and it's really a microcosm of their regular season because they never did anything easy this year.
That's a big word.
A microcosm. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I know what it is. Just continue. Gosh.
Sorry. It's a microcosm of how they played this year because they never did things easy, including this postseason. If the Yankees really stuck with the fundamentals of, like, you know, catching the ball and doing some decent base running and maybe managing a bit better. Not that Aaron Boone had a terrible postseason, like using his guys. He actually did pretty good, I think, utilizing his pitchers in some situations. I think he used them too much. And he may have allowed to go a little bit longer. You were going to say something.
Well, from what I watched, I felt that his decision making was pretty good. Yeah. And I feel like a lot of managers this postseason didn't make a lot of mistakes in terms of, and I'm talking about all the managers. Yeah. I don't think they made a lot of mistakes. I think just they went off what they felt was right, along with based off of analytics and feel, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Skubal in, was it game five? For with Detroit versus Cleveland,
yeah,
right. Like, yeah, you're going up against Skubal. Like, it just didn't work out. Like, it just perfectly lined up for you to pitch your best pitcher, Cy Young Award winner, and it just didn't work out.
Right
with it. So like, they planned it right, and it just didn't happen for them. And same thing with Cleveland. Like, Cleveland didn't. Like, you put in Class A, he was the best pitcher, and he gave up how many home runs? He gave up the 3-run home run to Meadows. No, not Meadows. Who was it for Detroit?
I don't remember. Yeah. I didn't watch too much of that series.
But he gave up a 3-run home run, and everyone's like, what? He gave up a 3-run home run? And it was also the hardest hit ball he's ever given up. I was like, whoa. All right.
It makes sense. He's a hot, he throws really fast.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make contact, it's probably going to go a long ways. Yeah. And I'll wrap up with this, and I left him out intentionally. Juan Soto. In the top of that 10th inning with that at-bat he had, and then getting that 3-run home run, I think that has to convince the front office that they're going to write a blank check for this guy, right? And do everything that they can to keep him.
Are you talking about Juan Soto, future Met?
I will literally kill you on this podcast.
Dude, do you think I'm happy if that happens? That's what's going to happen.
You don't know that.
Oh, it is. It 100% is. The Mets have the magic, and they put together some momentum.
Let me have my happiness for a bit.
Yeah.
Don't you want to see me happy?
Yeah, I am seeing you happy. It's good.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, well, Soto's going to go in the Mets at the end of the year.
No, as next year.
Yeah, at the end of, after this year.
Yeah.
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 But yes, he with his, you know, he was probably the runner-up for the MVP of the series too with his 368 average, 1.3 OPS because he walks. So, and you know, he did great in the field. Overall, it was very stressful, but I could breathe at least a sigh of relief for now until they play LA on Friday. But I think,
yeah, what the heck are they waiting till Friday? That's another thing. I got a lot stored up. Sorry.
Yes. And that's why I think this is a decent segue. Now that I've talked about the Yankees, I'm going to hand it over to you for a little bit to talk, let your feelings out a little bit about what you saw this postseason.
Yeah. Are we going to talk about the World Series matchup a little bit, or?
I was thinking a little at the end.
Okay, that's fine. Cause yeah. I'll save that vent for, actually, no, I'll start off with that because we kind of just, you just said this Friday. Why the heck are you waiting till Friday? Why? The series ended on Sunday. Why are you waiting 4 or 5 days to just play again? I feel like the momentum of like people watching the World Series is still active. Like, you're going to turn people off that are like, ah, you know, I don't really want to watch. It's going to be gone for 4 or 5 days. It's not football where 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks go by and the Super Bowl happens and then everyone has a party, because the Super Bowl is a culmination of, it's more of a party than an actual watching experience. But World Series is not that, because it's a 7-game series. You want to get it. And also, why are they waiting? Because it's going to get colder. It's going to be in New York for 3, 4, and 5 at the very 3 and 4 at least. It's probably going to be like 45 degrees, 50 degrees. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about California for games 1 and 2. But
you know what would change that?
What?
A retractable roof.
Retractable roof. Yeah. That's enough about that. Enough about that. I remember you said it didn't dawn on me until today that I was like, why are they waiting till Friday? I want to watch it like tomorrow or Tuesday or Wednesday. Wednesday probably would have been good. There's... Give them a couple days off for rest so that way pitchers can recoup and everything. But I feel like it's just too much. It's too long.
I get it. I think they're saving it for the weekend. That's why they're scheduling it for Friday.
So that we can compete with college football and NFL?
Well, I didn't make the schedule.
It's a joke. It's a joke. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I was like, why are they waiting till Friday? I don't know. What are people gonna? People go out on Friday nights.
Yeah.
They don't watch baseball on Friday nights. They don't.
People don't go out.
So
on
people
like,
are gonna watch the first. People are gonna watch the first game on Friday night. Where?
At a bar.
Yeah. Great. No.
In their home on TV.
Like, yeah. I don't like it.
I know. Like, I understand. It. My reasoning is because I don't want to see November baseball be a thing. I think it should stay in October. And dragging it out as long as it is, I think, just precipitates that.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, why are we dragging this out? Let's get it over with. Like, let's get the season. The momentum is still hot. Why do we have to build? like they probably were like, oh, we got to build it up. No, you have the Yankees and the freaking Dodgers, the two biggest markets in the entire freaking Major League Baseball. And then you have Ohtani, so you're going to have the Japan market. It's probably going to be the most watched World Series of all time just because of Japan. That's what it's going to be. Why wait? Do it now. I don't get it. I don't get it. All right. Listen up. I had some computer trouble, so I had to listen. I have to do this on my phone a little bit. But basically, the Phillies are a joke to me right now. Everyone wanted to talk to me about the Phillies right after the season ended, and I was like, I really don't want to talk about it. It's the first time that I don't want to talk about baseball at all in my entire life. And I love baseball. If you know me, I love talking baseball with anyone. There are some times where I'm like, dude, you don't know crap. Like, I don't want to talk to you. But I'd say that in my mind. I don't say that out loud. But, like, for love of God, I did not want to talk to people. Even at church, like, people were DMing me, like, what do you think? I'm like, shut up. Like, in my head, I'm like, shut up. I don't want to talk about this. It's killing me. The fact that it was the freaking Mets and I had to deal with this. Oh, my God. It's okay. All right. So here's the reason why the Phillies lost. And it's not the bullpen. Everyone's like, oh, the bullpen sucks. Like, they gave up all these runs. You know how many times the Phillies scored on offense? We scored one run in game one. Zach Wheeler pitched fantastic for 7 innings. And then they have to rely on the bullpen to be perfect for game one. And they weren't. Game two, Christopher Sanchez pitches pretty decent. But then the Phillies have to come back and they scored. It's the only time that they scored runs. It's the only time that they showed up was the second half of game two. Harper hit the 2-run homer. And then Castellanos hit the right after that. That's the only time they showed up. Stott had the triple. But other than that, the vibes for this entire series were crap. So game one, score one run. The bullpen should have, I would say the bullpen should have delivered there. Okay. There's not that much, there's pressure in the sense that, yeah, we have to be good and execute our pitches. It's a one run game. That game got away from them. Game two, the Phillies came through. Game three, they scored 2 runs. Philly scored 2 runs. The bullpen can't be asked every single time to be perfect, and every single pitch has to be perfect because the offense is not showing up. It puts too much pressure on that bullpen because they know, I have to make this pitch right now. Otherwise, we're not going to win this game because the offense isn't coming through. Let me look at the stats real quick because I don't think JT, I'm not even sure that JT had a hit. And I'm going to give a shout out to Dave Russell because he texted me because my ex-girlfriend, she knew JT Romuto. And Dave texted me. He's like, hey, can you text your ex so that way you can just tell JT to get it together? JT, 0 for 11. You're getting paid $20 million, dude, to be the best catcher in baseball. And you're my favorite player. But 0 for 11 in the series, he got 2 hit by pitches. It was pathetic. Alec Boehm, 1 for 13. Brandon Marsh, 1 for 13. Stott, 2 for 11. He had the clutch triple, but other than that, it didn't show up. Trey Turner was 3 for 15. What is that? He's getting paid, one of the highest paid shortstops. Schwarber was 2 for 16, with one of them being the first hit. So he went 1 for 16 after that, or 1 for 15 after that. That cannot happen. It just can't. These guys are predicted to have one of the best offenses. Kevin Long it just blows my mind that this has happened 2 years in a row. The Astros series, I understand, that was against the Astros in the World Series. Like, the Astros were definitely the better team. We ran out of steam. That's just how it happened. Last year, we just swung at so many bad pitches. Same thing with this series. The Dodgers, through 4 games, had more walks and seen more pitches than we had through 3 games. The Dodgers had seen more walks and more pitches than the Phillies in the entire series. And it was like almost double what it was. The Dodgers were patient, but the Phillies were just swinging at everything. So the people that think that it was the bullpen's problem, it's because the offense wasn't showing up and the bullpen had so much pressure. Like, crap, I have to throw this pitch perfectly. Otherwise, we're going to be screwed. Yeah, there's a reason why Lindor hit the grand slam. The pitch was right down the middle because he's trying to be too perfect with it. I don't blame anyone in the bullpen, honestly. Like, Strom, everyone was perfect the entire season, pretty much. Alvarado was the only one that was inconsistent, I would say. Like, Estevez was good. Hoffman, Strom, even Kirkering. Kirkering has one of the lowest ERAs in baseball through the first 60 games of his entire career. And they were fine. But when you give up a run, the offense needs to come back and be able to do that. And the offense was swinging at terrible pitches every single time. So to the people who think that it was the bullpen's problem, you're wrong. It was the offense. Starting pitching did its job. They did its job. The bullpen didn't do its job, but it's not their fault. It's the offense's fault. The offense, you have Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, Nick Castellanos, Kyle Schwarber, JT Realmuto, and then you have the daycare with Bohm, Marsh, and Stott. Didn't deliver. It's pathetic. Absolutely pathetic. This team, I never believed in this team fully. There was like a moment in June that I was like, oh, they might do it. But there was never a moment where I was like, yeah, I believe in this team to win it all. There was never a moment. I didn't think they had it all, at all. And I predicted the beginning of the season, you know, you were there. It's recorded. It's on, it's on record. That's what it's called. On record. I predicted this team to lose in the first round, and they did. Everyone's like, "Oh no, they're good. They got it. I think they're going to be really good. You know, they're rested. I thought they would benefit from being rested, but then they ran into the Mets, and the Mets just had that miracle type thing. They ran out of steam because they ran into the Dodgers, but I think MLB wants the Dodgers in it anyway, and they needed the West Coast market with it. Anytime that is someone in like a church or like talking, like when we were talking about at the walk, the guy was talking about the game and I'm just like, dude, just shut up. Like, just stop talking. I don't want to talk about baseball right now. I don't. And I'm not that mean of a person. And, you know, I don't, when I say that, like, you know, like, shut up. And like, it's in my head. And it's just like, I don't want to talk right now about baseball. Baseball is one of my favorite things in the entire world. I love the sport. I think it's, I love watching, you know, a pitcher. It's an art form. It really is. But this Phillies team, it really, this one hurt more than last year, in my opinion. I know last year, this one didn't hurt as much as the World Series just because we were so close. Like, that one definitely hurt. I didn't expect the Phillies to win the World Series, but we were so close that it really hurt me. But this one, I think, got to me because I'm just like, I just expect it. I didn't expect them to win, but I'm like, they didn't show up at all. Like, if they showed up and they lost, it'd be different. But they didn't show up. They showed up for three, four innings of game two. That's it. It's pathetic. I'm trying to think of anything else to say.
A couple things.
Yeah.
So first of all, I'll ask you, do you think Kevin Long should lose his job at the eight?
No, I think it's more hitters. I think it's more the hitters problem. I think they're just swinging at so many bad pitches. Like, they need to recognize it. Like, I understand that they're swinging, but Kevin Long can't choose like pitch recognition. They're just all the pitches were balls. I think Quintana against there was one at bat where I don't think he threw a strike the entire inning, but he threw like seven pitches. They're all out of the zone. And the game, it was a quick inning, seven pitches. I was like, none of them were strikes. They weren't even fairly close to it. It boggles my mind that they could be that bad after being... this team wasn't the same after the London series. I don't know what it was with the London series, but they just weren't the same. And they lost bad that second game against the Mets in the London series because it was like a dribbler that was... whatever it was. They just suck right now. I'm so frustrated with this team. And the Eagles can't even... I can't even put in faith in the Eagles because the Eagles suck. Can't even throw for more than 150 yards of passing. Yeah. You can tell I'm in a great mood.
Yeah. Well, I think I want to get back to the magic piece of the Mets because they reminded me a bit of what the Yankees were facing against Cleveland. Now, I'm not saying that Cleveland necessarily had magic per se, but they made... Even in the Dodgers series, which... I'm surprised they went six games with. They were fighters, and they were in every game.
They're annoying. They're very annoying.
Yeah, exactly. They'll get men on base. They'll fight every pitch. I think it was like game three I was watching with you. I was constantly seeing like 6, 7, 8, 9 pitch at bats to these guys.
Complete different mentality than what the Phillies were having. Yeah. It was two different. The Mets wanted it. The Phillies thought they had it and they could just do what they need to do, but they got taken advantage of. It was terrible. It was absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of the Mets, like I think if the Brewers had won, I think the Phillies probably would have advanced. If the Brewers had won against the Mets, I probably think the Phillies advanced against the Brewers. Now that I look back at it, in the postseason predictions, I think I predicted the Phillies to lose to the Brewers. But looking back at it now, I think that the Phillies probably would have beat the Brewers probably in 5 games. But the Mets just had it for a little bit. They had that run. And
That's what the postseason comes down to sometimes, man. It's when you get hot.
Yeah, but then you have 3 of the 4 teams that had the bye.
Yeah,
to make the championship series, and the Phillies are the only one. Yeah. Phillies. If I'm Middleton, I'm pissed. I'm really pissed. Like, you can't say like I want my effing trophy back, and then that happens, and you spend all that money, and they don't deliver 2 years in a row. Like, or three, the 2022, that was kind of like the start of it. I don't blame them for losing that one. It was close. We would love to have won. But 2023 and 2024, it's the same thing. It's just swinging at terrible pitches. Diamondbacks even said, they're like, yeah, we just changed our approach. We just started throwing them balls. Like, I'm not a major league player. I don't know the complete ins and outs of what goes into each and every at bat as much as these players do.
Yeah.
But that's got to be a simple thing. I'm just like, yeah, they're not going to throw me a strike here. It's simple.
Well, they did that in the Mets series, too. They adapted the Diamondbacks' pitching style. I mean, I was watching the at-bats with Bryce Harper, and he was facing the lefty.
Yeah.
And the lefty just kept throwing those breaking balls outside the strike zone on the right, and he just kept hacking at him each time.
Yeah. Like, it just boggles my freaking mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too negative just because, like, I know people are listening, but I have not been enjoying baseball since the Phillies lost. It's actually since game one loss. I don't think I actually, like, I think you saw me when the Phillies won game two. I didn't even really celebrate.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, great job. You needed to win that game. You should win that game. And if you didn't, like, I didn't think they would. I can't remember what I said. I was like, I really didn't think that they deserved to win after game two. I was like, this team fought back, but I don't see, like, I don't think they have it.
Yeah.
And I'm dressed in black because of the funeral, and this season's over, and I think we have 1 or 2 years maybe left of, like, contention with this core before, like, you have to, like, rebuild a little bit because everyone's in their 30s.
Yeah.
Everyone's they're close to getting mid 30s, not like early 30s. Like, Harper's going to be 33. Castellanos is going to be 32. Like, Wheeler's going to be 35. Nola, I think, is going to be 32. So, like, you know, they're not on like they just turned 30 or like something like that. Like, Turner's game doesn't translate well to being 33 years old. He's a speedster that doesn't seem to know when to not swing at a breaking ball low and away. And his defense sucks. I love Trey Turner, but gosh, he's been such a disappointment so far. I probably have more, but let's talk about the World Series.
Yes. Yeah, we'll transition to that. And this is the matchup that, as you stated, MLB certainly wanted.
Yep.
It's the marquee matchup, and it's the first time that there's been a Dodgers-Yankees World Series in 43 years.
Yeah, 81, right?
1981.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I talked to older Yankees fans, and they say that's one of the more frustrating ones because they were up 2-0 against the Dodgers, and then they lost 4 straight. And they haven't played each other since. So it's been a while since the Dodgers and the Yankees have played each other. And this will be the 12th time, I believe, they'll be playing each other, which is, I think, might be the most common one. Like, that's the matchup that's happened the most, I think, with the Yankees-Dodgers going back to when they were in Brooklyn, and then when they moved to L.A.
Yeah.
My thoughts on that. The first thing, I'll talk about what the Yankees, I think, need to do in order to, like, have a chance in this series, because it's going to be really tough, as we know. They're a star-studded team. They got, you know, Otani and Betts. I mean, they have Freeman. He's hurt and he's been struggling a bit, but they still have other guys in that lineup. Like, how about Tommy Edman in this?
Patton Forth.
Yeah, and he blows up. So,
well, he didn't die. He hit a home run.
Yeah. The first thing the Yankees need to do is, I think, get to their starting pitching, because that's the Dodgers' biggest weakness.
Which is surprising, given that if they're healthy, they probably have the best rotation in the last 30 years.
Yeah, but in the NLCS, their starting pitching was terrible. He had a decent start in one of the games. Other than that, like, you look at some of the scores in the NLCS. Sure, they scored like 9-10 runs, but they also gave up like 7-8-12. They don't have a good starting rotation right now.
No.
So the first thing the Yankees need to do is get on top of that starting pitching and get it early. And another thing, too, is the fundamentals, as I stated earlier. They got to clean up the fielding and the base running. You might be able to get away with a mistake here and there against Cleveland. They were able to escape with that. You can't do that against the Dodgers, not in the World Series. They will make you pay for it. And again, you know, I think the starting pitching should go to distance a little more, depending on how things go, obviously. But if you can get to Otani and Betts and Edman, Edman.
It's just so funny. Otani, Betts, and Edman. You didn't think that you'd be hearing that from the Dodgers of like the core, like, oh yeah, you got to be worried about Tommy Edman.
Yeah.
Who was traded for probably, I can't even remember what he's traded for, but not much.
No.
That's for sure. And you have to worry about him instead of Freeman or Max Muncy or Will Smith.
Yeah.
Or,
Well, Muncy had a good series.
I hate Max Muncy. Yeah. I loathe that man.
Yeah. I mean, Teoscar was terrible.
Teoscar. Holy crap. Forgot about him.
He had a .091 average in the NLCS. Yeah.
Yikes.
And you have Freddie Freeman, who's been hurt.
Yeah.
He's playing hurt.
Yeah.
But if they could do those couple things, get to the starting pitching and clean up their fundamentals a bit, I think they have a shot.
Yeah. You have anything else before I add something, or
go ahead?
So I don't have much to say other than the fact that I am rooting for the Yankees. I want to go on record and say that I'm rooting for the Yankees. The reason why: baseball needs its main villain back. They need the Yankees to be the big, bad Yankees. They need the Yankees to be... They need people to have conversation like, oh, I hate the Yankees. I didn't want the Yankees in the World Series. That's the same... It drives conversation. It's the same thing why NFL is so good, because they have villains. They had Tom Brady as a villain for so long. Now they have Patrick Mahomes as a villain, and the Chiefs. Baseball hasn't had its villain with the Yankees since 09. Like, they haven't been the big, bad Yankees for close to... 15 years.
Yeah.
Like that, they had the Astros, but everyone hated the Astros, but it's because they cheated. Like, it's like, oh yeah, they cheated. That's why they hate them. They need a team to hate because they're good.
Right.
And I want the Yankees to win the World Series this year, so that way people are like, it drives, like, oh yeah, let's go against the Yankees. People rally around that. And it's almost like everyone else is the underdog. And so they rally around that. And it's not because I love the Yankees. I don't. Yes. All right? Being friends with Kevin, I have grown a little bit of a soft spot for the Yankees, but they are still one of my least favorite teams, okay? But I want them to win against the Dodgers because I don't like the Dodgers. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I don't want to reward also Otani going to the Dodgers. As much as I like Otani, I feel like MLB is like, oh, yeah, this is great. We love it. We love going to the Dodgers. It's West Coast. We get all that. And for the money aspect, I care more about the talk aspect of fans. Like, that's why I think the Yankees would be better if they won, because I feel like there's more, yes, let's rally around and be against the Yankees than if the Dodgers won and rally around. Like, no, everyone would be like, oh yeah, Otani won a World Series. Yeah, we got it. Like, that's awesome. No, if the Yankees win, everyone's going to be upset. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what MLB needs right now.
So who do you think is going to win?
Dodgers in seven.
Seven game series.
Yeah. I want the Yankees to win. I think Dodgers in seven. I think it'll be a good series.
Yeah.
I think they're fairly balanced, and both teams have their weaknesses. As much as both teams are the one and two or two and three in payroll, I think the Mets are number one.
I think it's, yeah, something
because
like
they still have books from Scherzer, Verlander, all that. Yeah. it's two powerhouses in terms of star power. Ohtani versus Judge, Betts, Soto. It's hard to beat those two, both those guys in both groups. It's a shame that they don't have all the starting pitching that both teams need to have. Like, if I wish that, you know, Cole is pitching fine.
He's been okay.
Yeah. But can you imagine if Glasnow, Kershaw, Ohtani, and what's his name? I know Yamamoto's in, but there's another guy for the Dodgers. I can't blank on his name. If they're all healthy, good Lord.
Yeah.
Gosh. I think it'll be maybe six games, six or seven. That's my final prediction.
Mm-hmm.
If I probably be more realistic, probably Dodgers in six, but I probably want to go game seven. MLB might make it go game seven. Not going to lie. Like, especially if the Dodgers are down. Because I think MLB wants the Dodgers to win. I think they want the Dodgers. They want that feel-good story with Ohtani, and they realize how much money they can make with Ohtani with it. But mm-hmm. I want the big bad Yankees to win, mm-hmm. just so that way everyone can drive around and be... I want people to hate that you're a Yankees fan. I think that's what people need. Also, it'd be a great podcast, too. Great. It's a shame the Phillies and the Yankees are not in the World Series. It'd be such a great conversation. Ugh. It makes me so sad.
People hate that I'm a Yankees fan right now.
I don't hate that you're a Yankees fan. I don't hate it. You're from that area. Yeah. I hate the Yankees. And so, like, I don't hate that you're a Yankees fan. I hate the fact that...
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. It's not like... Yeah.
You know, I understand.
Yeah. I don't have much to say on the series. It's going to be... It should be a good series. I hope to watch. I can't watch Friday. What time is game on Saturday?
They're all at 8:00.
Okay, I can watch Saturday. And then Sundays, or no, it's on Monday at 8:00 next Monday. Yeah. I can watch that one. There we go. So the only one I can't watch is Friday, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really an antithesis of last year's World Series. Like, I don't think you can have a stark contrast between 2 years of a World Series.
Yeah.
Last year we had the Diamondbacks and the Rangers.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I could... There's probably like less interesting World Series matchups that I could think of if you give me some time. But in terms of last year, I couldn't care. I couldn't have cared less.
I didn't watch any.
I watched like a highlight of game one because that was the one good game with the walk off hit by Garcia. Was it?
Oh yeah, that was yeah. I saw some highlights about it. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. It's a shame because they're actually big markets. Like Phoenix is a big market, and so is Arlington. Like they have the Cowboys there.
Yeah.
Like. This should be like big market, like good, but yeah, who cares about the freaking Diamondbacks? Oh
but I think it's going to be a better series, not just in terms of market with the New York and LA, obviously, but also in terms of the talent that's there.
Yeah.
And I don't think it'll be a sweep. I think it'll be competitive. The Yankees have definitely had an easier road to the World Series. That's what differs from any of the other ALCSs they have before. Like with Houston losing and Baltimore out of the way, they had a clear path, as clear a path as I can remember. The Dodgers had to fight a little bit. I mean, they took the Padres to 5, right, I think, and the Mets to 6. So their road hasn't been terribly easy either. But in the games that they've won convincingly.
Yeah.
Like especially against the Mets with 9-0, 10-5. Like, I'm looking at some of these scores. Wow, 10-2. The way the Yankees lineup shows me that they have some fight in them, and that's why I think, as a Yankees fan, I feel like I can't choose against them in the World Series. Like, realistically, if I was, like, apart from that, maybe I would. But I'm going to go with the Yanks in 7 games.
So we both think it's going to go a long series.
I think it will. I think it'll be a white-knuckle matchup.
Mm. Okay. I can see that. I can see that. Phillies suck.
Anything else, Michael?
I can't think of anything. This is the first time I didn't plan any notes.
Yeah.
First time. You know, every once in a while, you know, we have a couple of notes, but like just a little backstory. Like this was, we had talked about having a like a vent for things, and I ran it by some people and they were like, oh, we'd listen to it. So hopefully I didn't turn you off from being a Phillies fan for a little bit, but it's so miserable. I wish people could feel how low I felt so they understand what I went through. Like, I didn't want to talk to anyone for a little bit. Like, I was talking to people, but I was like, I really don't want to talk to you right now. I really don't.
I purposefully stayed away from the conversation.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But we're at the end of the season. We're at the World Series. Yeah. And I'm hoping that this is a good one. And by all accounts, it should be. And we will look forward to speaking to you all when this is all wrapped up. And we can look forward to counting down to spring training for 2025.
Yep.
But this is Kevin signing off. You all enjoy the rest of your day.
Phillies suck.